So I'm recording these episodes in Australia at the moment, and I mentioned a couple episodes back that I didn't bother to bring my microphone because the realization hit me. I realized that I've got a low effort podcast, and so what is the point of sprucing things up? Don't you want a bare bones experience? Isn't that what you have created? And if people are listening, then surely that's what they're there for as well. When I return home, I'll use my mic because it's already there. My pop filter, it's positioned perfectly. My standing desk. But I'm not going to go to the extra effort of bringing that in my already jam-packed suitcase because it goes against everything this podcast stands for. But it does beg the question, though, like what is good about a podcast, or like why are you listening, especially in this podcast boom, which, if I'm being honest, it feels like we've reached kind of peak velocity with that little trend that's occurred over the last 5 years, where every Sally and Chad in Tinseltown has their own chat show now. They all basically have the same look and feel. And I felt like podcasting, especially long form podcasting, was going to be somehow immune. TikTokers or Gen Z people were going to be immune to it because it's like, don't they have a attention span of a fruit fly? But evidently not. It seems like maybe the streaming revolution seemed to get the younger folk hip to the revenue opportunities and the audience capture opportunities of the podcasting medium. And then if you do a long form podcast, then there's just the opportunity to cut it up into little shorties. Remember that old Arctic Monkeys song, A Certain Romance, where he sings, old mate Alex Turner is like, there's only music so that there's new ringtones. Maybe nowadays, if the Arctic Monkeys had to put a modern spin on their classic from the penultimate track from their classic debut album, they could update it and say, maybe there's only long form podcasting so that you can create TikToks. But anyway, it's booming, right? And so everyone's thinking, all right, what cameras do I need? Should I go for a single camera like Matt and Shane's secret podcast, or should it be a multi-camera affair? What audio quality should I be looking at? What set design do I need? It gets complicated pretty quickly, even if it's just two dudes talking to each other, and you can fuck it up very easily as well. And if you watch Red Bar, he's the best person to kind of pick apart everything wrong from an audio, visual, conceptual, any metric you can think of. Red Bar will explain in great detail about why your podcast sucks. Bomb sound. So anyway, everyone's going in that direction. I'm going the opposite direction, because when I think about things that I enjoy about a podcast, it is really just kind of getting like a little window into someone's life. The regular just life update stuff, you know, the obvious example would be Marc Maron's intro. Everyone skips through the WTF intro. At least I did most of the time when I listened to that, because it was just about his life. But it was kind of like, they were kind of, it was like a bit almost. I don't know. I don't know how successfully I'm doing it for me, but if I have to narrow down exactly what I like, it's someone kind of like you get a glimpse into their life, but it's more a case of like I want someone's half-baked ideas. That's really what I'm into. I want the experience of going to the pub with my fave podcaster, getting them half-cut, maybe a couple pints, maybe just one, a loosener, and they can just kind of like forget what they were planning to tell me and just chat about anything that comes off the dome and don't overthink it. And, have some kind of like share some half-baked theories. That's what I'm into podcasts for. So ultimately, you want to find a format that reflects that. And if I have to kind of think about like two low effort podcasts that have done it well, the two that spring to mind that have most directly influenced me would be Bill Burr's Monday Morning Podcast and Come Town. Two very different shows, but I think both in their own ways epitomize the brilliance of the low effort podcast format. Like I mentioned before, I appreciate getting a glimpse into someone's life, their worldview, and letting them kind of drop their half-baked theories on you without it ever really descending completely into like pre-written bits. And so I think that is kind of in a nutshell the Monday Morning Podcast. It's been the same for the last 10 years. It's kind of just like an ongoing, almost kind of like, yeah, like reading Bill Burr's diary or something. You get a feel for the mood that he's in. The same type of problems keep springing up in his life, or his pet peeves. There's kind of like a frustration, yet a feeling of familiarity and appreciation when your podcasters step into the same territory. Like with Bill Burr, it's the red tie v blue tie, political or lack of political opinions. They're all the same, man. Anyway, it's kind of like it's like spending time with a bro, vicariously. And then Come Town, I guess, would be a little bit more straight up and down comedy with a capital C. But it's got the dynamic of three bros. And then, I guess it's like, yeah, you've got bits, but they're not pre-written. And, there's like shock value. And I think they were, I guess, more, when you think of low effort podcasting, you think more of Come Town because they were aggressively not trying to be professional at all. It was a purposeful choice not to have theme music and, have a slick production. Whereas with Bill Burr, I guess it's more a case of he's a Gen Xer and he couldn't figure out the technology. So the low effort podcast, no frills production, was going to just be a necessity because he can't get his fucking Zoom recorder to work. He's never going to figure out how to do slick transitions. Anyway, those two shows are perfect examples of where when it's just stripped down, bare bones, it works. People, the audience, know what they're in for. But when it deviates from that, it loses its charm. So Come Town has evolved into the Adam Friedland Show, which seems just to be a wish fulfillment type of exercise for Nick Mullen to be like, grew up watching TV chat shows and like, oh, I want to do my own one, my own version of an anti-comedy type of show. And maybe you'd put it in the same ballpark as like Norm Macdonald's podcast chat show thing. But I don't like it as much as Come Town. And likewise, when Bill Burr has a guest on, he's not a very good interviewer. I think he tries hard, but he's got the ADD brain and gets derailed. And yeah, he's just not, and that's, he's fucking amazing at just doing his own thing. So anyway, I think that's interesting is that like keeping things as simple as possible pays off. But then you've also got the kind of like, maybe the challenge really of the creative at that point is just kind of like being okay with soup and bread and butter for dinner every night. Maybe that's what you're the soup Nazi, right? That's what you're cranking out. And you've got a line around the block. That's what people like. But you get sick of cooking the same simple shit. You feel like you should evolve. You feel like you should add a side salad, sprinkle in some herbs and spices. But no, people just want the fucking straight up and down. I want to say gruel here, but then my Reddit porn brain knows that gruel is the sticky shit that the ladies can manufacture downstairs when they're in the mood. But I swear gruel means like soup as well, right? Am I going crazy here? Gruel. Yeah, it is. I was right. G-R-U-E-L. Whereas the other one is G-R-O-O-L. So yeah, maybe that's why people complicate things. With your the low effort podcast goes off the rails. Because people are like, I'm sick of cooking this simple shit. You overcomplicate it and then people go to a different restaurant because they're like, this is not what I signed up for. I want to do simple soup. Also, like, isn't there this is another red bar thing where it's like the whole point of independent media is that you don't have to play by the traditional media's rules. You can do it on your own terms. You can kind of, like, keep yourself nimble in respect to your operation, and you don't have to hire fucking production staff and all this stuff. And so anytime there's like a complication or like an addition with a podcast, it seems just to kind of dilute it, because ultimately you want to harness this technology just to feel like it's a chat at the pub, and anything on top of that, then it's like, okay, now we're just reverting back to traditional media. Which I guess is fine if that's what you're signing up for, but that's not what I signed up for. I got into podcasting. I started listening to podcasts because it was felt like pirate radio. And sure, it's nice that there's more apps to listen to it on now, and you can kind of like get Patreon, you know, you can get like bonus episodes, and some people can stream and do kind of like more live shows. That's all great. But ultimately, you don't want it to deviate too far from what made it cool in the first place. And so maybe that's really it. That's kind of the secret sauce there, is that like anytime someone deviates from the plan of just like, this is meant to be, it's a fabricated conversation, but a one-way conversation, a diary entry. But it should feel like I'm just talking to you at the pub. Anytime it distracts itself from that, it kind of waters down the intended experience. All right. They're my thoughts on low effort podcasts. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next one. Bye.